latest figures from the TUC support the Irish Congress's projections of 26,000 jobs losses over the next 4 years.
So 26 losses here in this part of the world. 26,000.
Yes, in the public sector. And that obviously will have a domino effect then when you take 26,000 disposable incomes out of the private sector. It'll have a domino effect then on more job losses in the private sector on top of those which we've already heard today. For example, the likes of Peacock, 17 stores in Northern Ireland, Pastimes going as well. Add that in to the 350 jobs going in Ulster Bank over the next year or two as well.
But the programme for government pledges to create 25,000 jobs. You know, who should we be listening to?
Well, let me just say one thing. I mean, our figures are based on those from the Office of Budget Responsibility in the United Kingdom. And let me just suggest that the programme for government is a bit of motherhood and apple pie. It doesn't say it would create, it says it would promote the creation, which is a different thing altogether. And what we're looking at is that our own democratically elected politicians are not opposing the austerity cuts coming from Westminster government. And what will happen is that we will end up in economic stagnation here in Northern Ireland and consign a whole generation of young people to the unemployment heap or the emigration boat or plane.
So what can our executive do?
Well, for a start, it should actually get a bit of courage a la Alex Salmond and go to Downing Street and hammer on the door of number 10 and number 11 Downing Street and say, your austerity measures are not working in GB, and they're certainly not working in Northern Ireland, and we cannot afford to have a lost generation of young people in Northern Ireland if you continue on with these austerity measures. We need to retain the jobs in Northern Ireland, which are in the public sector, which then will retain jobs in the private sector, and we need investment, and we need growth, and we need a move away, a plan B, from the austerity measures, which are not alone crippling Northern Ireland, but crippling the rest of the United Kingdom as well.
But are redundancies and layoffs not something that goes hand in hand with recession?
Well, they're not when you take into consideration that there's £123 billion going a-begging across the United Kingdom in tax evasion, tax avoidance, and uncollected taxes. And when you look at the likes of the Chief Executive of the Royal Bank of Scotland, who, for the wonderful decision of creating 2,000 people into the unemployment sector, what he gets is he's picking up a £5 million bonus in April of this year from a bank which we, the people, own. And this all puts a lie, by the way, to the fact that, you know, David Cameron and I'll say, keep saying that we're all in this thing together. The only people who are in it together are those working, the working poor, and those of the middle class, and those in the margins. Because on top of all this, by the way, Cameron and his cronies are now attacking those on welfare, and particularly those on disability living allowance, where it is projected they will take another £500 million per annum out of the Northern Ireland economy. And the rich people, of which there are 18 millionaires, of course, in the cabinet, they're getting away scot-free. We're not all in it together. And our politicians need to stand up to the likes of Cameron and Osborne and say, look, we cannot preside, we weren't elected over to allow Northern Ireland to descend into a stagnant pit from which we will never recover.
Yes, but Peter, we're not all in it together, even when it comes private sector versus public sector, because private sector is being streamlined. You've given examples of companies that are going to the wall. We have various examples across the board of private employers who are cost-cutting and who are making people redundant. The public sector has to streamline and cut its cloth to suit the situation. That surely is a reality.
No, it's not a reality, because it actually, in economic terms, what that creates is a downward spiral. What you need to do is for the public sectors, for the governments to invest in the delivery of public services, in people, employment in the public sector. And how do people, by the way, think back of how Roosevelt got out of the Great Depression. Think back of how Britain dealt with things post-war, when there was greater pressure on economic resources, where there was greater debt in 46, 47 and 48, where we created the NHS, where we created free education. These are the issues where governments, and these are the times when governments must spend, public money must be spent in retaining those in employment, in the delivery of public services, and looking after those in the margins. That's not what's happening today. And our politicians, unfortunately, are slavishly following wrong economic policies.
Have you any further mass days of action planned?
Not at the moment, Frank, no.
Okay, Peter, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peter Bunting from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions speaking about the analysis, the detailed analysis that they have done.